It's time for the Canada's Got Talent recap. I've got Evan and Aaron Turnbull, the only two contestants from Nova Scotia on the line with me this morning. Gentlemen, welcome back to the show. Nice to have you.
Nice to be here. Oh, yeah.
And now that I've got you back on the show, let's talk about what happened on Tuesday. A lot of these acts, not musicians, your musicians. Tell me what you thought of the show.
I had a really good time watching it, to be honest. It was a very good show Tuesday night.
Oh, for real?
Now,
and there was that there was the guy that played the drums and the guitar and bass, and he only had one arm.
Jack Thomas was his name?
Yeah, Jack Thomas. I thought he was crazy on the drums. Like, that was awesome.
Now, you guys don't have a drummer. Could it be a possibility that you get like a One Direction situation and a couple of different people come together?
Perhaps.
Right?
That guy seemed like the nicest guy ever. Like, I'd be rooting for that guy.
And him being from Burnaby, BC, you being from Glace Bay, you got coast to coast. This is where Canada's Got Talent comes to. I think we just set that up.
Oh, yeah.
Right? No matter what, you guys get in contact with Jack and you say, listen, we need a drummer. You want to be the drummer and we could all be in the band together.
That'd be awesome.
I will be the manager and I'll only take a 10% cut. No big deal. So, gentlemen, when it comes to the fact that there was a lot of dance acts last night, some circus acts, like the horse trainers, not a lot of musicians. You're musicians, so when it comes down to it, as I was watching the show on Tuesday night, I'm like, the horses were kind of cool, but I don't know if that's a talent.
I mean, like, maybe in the next round they'll get, like, one of the horses to stand on the other horse's back, like the guy was standing on the horse's back.
Ooh.
That'd be stuff I'd be interested in. That'd be cool.
That would be kind of a cool spectacle. It really would.
I really like those dances. The one from Russia and one from Ukraine, that was a really cool act.
Yeah. Yeah,
they were, like, three or four different genres of music across. I think that was very cool.
It really was. It really was. And when it comes to Canada's Got Talent, there's one more episode of auditions, and then we come down to streaming down to the semifinals.
Yep.
Now, for you two, how you guys doing? How's the week been? I know you played in St. Peter's last week. How was the show at the McBush?
Oh, the McBush was fun. Anyway, it was a great night. The place was packed. Everybody was having a good time.
Good to hear. What do you got coming up?
Tomorrow night we're going to be at the Bitten Moon in Glace Bay, and then we're going to be playing the Dominion Fire Hall
Saturday night.
Gotcha. There you go. The Turnbull Brothers are still out and gigging. You can be part of those shows at those two locations. Plus, CGT and the Canada's Got Talent recap happens every Thursday morning right here on 101.5 The Hawk. Gentlemen, thank you again for being part of it.
Appreciate being with you. I have one more show to mention, too.
Sure.
People ought to keep their eyes on July 2nd, the big show Rock the Hill in Dominion, the grand opening of the Hawk Street Field. Me and Evan will be playing it. We were opening the show. We're not sure. We're renegotiating now.
Ooh.
But, that show is going to be fantastic. Yeah.
I love the fact that you were opening the show, and now you're bigger stars renegotiating the contract.
Oh, yeah. Also, check out our Facebook page. There's all our upcoming dates and details are going to be on there.
Cool. You'll find them there on Facebook. I'll put a link on our Facebook page, too, to the Turnbull Brothers and their Facebook page. Thank you, gentlemen. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, I appreciate it. See you next week. Have a great day.